Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think we dipped into Brett Friedlander's playlist for this. Very good. This is the Adam Gold Show. I am Adam Gold. That's Victoria. It is official. Brian Burns has been franchise tagged $24 million on a one-year deal guaranteed if they end up going that route. But one of two things will happen, I believe, between now and July 15th. He will either sign a long-term contract or he will be dealt. I just don't see them taking a $24 million cap hit on Brian Burns. As good a player as he is, I think the Panthers need that number lower, and they need more players. So, look, they can sign him long-term, and that's fine. All right, let's get to my friend Brett Friedlander, for all I know, is listening to Justin Timberlake right now as he's writing for SaturdayRoad.com, ACC columnist. So let's do this. First of all, let me just get your thoughts on what we saw last night as Duke won again and stayed just one game back of Carolina in the ACC race. Of course, Carolina will have to kind of follow through by beating Notre Dame tonight at home. Thoughts on that game last night?
Well, first of all, about Justin Timberlake, you know, it makes, kind of a nice little segue there when you're talking about the Panthers, because if you remember right, that's the song that we had the wardrobe malfunction with when the Panthers were in the Super Bowl for the first time.
That song?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Gonna have you make it by the end of this song, man.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, you know what? I should have put two and two together. Sorry about the pun there for two, but never mind. All right. You go there.
So last night, about last night, I think we saw NC State is who they are. I mean, that is a game that we have seen over and over and over. Played great in stretches.
Yeah.
Defensive lapses in stretches. Not good enough to get over the hump. As far as Duke is concerned, what I think you saw was something incredibly encouraging in that Sean Stewart played 25 minutes,
yeah,
scored 12 points, had 5 rebounds, 3 block shots, and really filled a void that Duke has had all year. I mean, they've not been a strong inside team. Sean Stewart is not a classic low post player, but he gives them a rebounding presence. He gives them a rim protecting presence. And, you know, if Caleb Foster can come back healthy, their rotation is now a little deeper and it's a little bit more diverse. And so I think Sean Stewart, if he could play the way he did last night, makes them a much tougher outcome postseason.
And it gives them a different element. I asked this of Connor O'Neill yesterday. I said, are we seeing maybe, was it circumstance, you know, they blowing out Virginia, or have we started to see a little bit of a lean towards getting Sean Stewart involved? If this is what it's going to be, if he is reliable for anywhere from 10 to, you know, 20 minutes a night, it does give them a different element. Especially on the offensive glass, he appears to have a knack for that. And really, the last two games, the Virginia game and this game, Duke didn't shoot it well from the perimeter anyway. They got to the offensive glass. They actually out-rebounded NC State on NC State's defensive end, 19-18 in that regard. All right, Carolina 1, Duke 2. Is that the way you see it? And then take me down the next four or five games, five teams, or maybe three or four teams.
So, yes, Carolina 1, Duke 2, because head-to-head Carolina 1, and they're both playing well right now. So we will see on Saturday. That could change. But now, this is based totally on how they're playing right now.
Okay.
I would say Clemson is 3.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Let's talk about financial termites. I hate termites.
Risk, fees, commissions are all financial termites. If your money can go away without you really realizing what's happened, that's a financial termite. Eating away your money can't happen. We can exterminate those, Adam. We help people identify and exterminate financial termites every single day.
So you would be the financial red ants.
That's right.
That get rid of the termites.
Sure.
People don't know that. Red ants get rid of termites. Text Adam to 600-700 for Coach Pete DeRuta.
Pittsburgh is 4, won 7 out of the last 9,
yep.
and they are within a game of a double bye after starting the ACC 1-5.
They might need some quality wins, though. They might be better off being the 5 seed.
This is true. But just take care of business against NC State on Saturday and then go to the ACC tournament, win a game, and you could be in. I've got Wake at number 5. And that's home Wake would be higher, but since we have to factor in road Wake, I've got him at number 5. And the next two might surprise you because I've got Syracuse at number 6.
Yeah.
And I've got Notre Dame at number 7.
The Notre Both Dame thing I don't understand. I'm not knocking you.
5 of the last 6, man.
They're terrible. What's going on? What's going
Micah
on
Shrewsbury
with them?
Micah Shrewsbury can coach his behind off.
I know.
And he's got a bunch of freshmen. And I tell you what, if he could bring in a couple of bigs for next year, and if Burton and his sons stick around, that could be a pretty good team next year.
All right, you took a snapshot. And the reason I was doing this, and I know it annoyed a friend of ours, but John Rothstein said about Virginia, based on their last 3 games, which have all been, hammering losses, that they don't look like an NCAA tournament team right now. It's not that they won't make the NCAA tournament. And I guess they could miss. I'm not saying that they're a lock. But, I don't think he said anything that wasn't true. You can't just get run out of gyms and still be and look like an NCAA tournament team. So I'm not taking it as a normal, just a snapshot of today. But these are, having watched, I think North Carolina is 1. I think Duke is 2. I think the gap between those two has narrowed. I still like Carolina a little bit better. I have Wake Forest. To me, in terms of their personnel, I've got them as the 3rd best team in the league. I can't figure out why they can't win on the road. Fortunately, you don't play.
Especially, Adam, when they get up by double digits in the first half, and then they come out in the second half and nothing.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Don't get it. What happened at State is inexplicable to me. But what I do think is that on a neutral floor, granted, they don't have a dramatically better record on a neutral floor, except that their neutral floor games were played largely without Monsanto also. So I think that that team is really good, and if they get into the NCAA tournament, I hope they do. I wouldn't be completely shocked to see them in the Sweet 16
at all. Clemson too. Clemson, if you look they've got the inside-outside combination with Chase Hunter and P.J. Hall and Joe Girard, and Ian Shiflin. They're all veterans.
Yeah.
That's a team that could really go deep too, especially when you're playing outside competition that, doesn't know you, doesn't know how to game plan you, and maybe a little overrated because John Rothstein thinks the Mountain West is,
look,
sliced bread.
Our friend Jeff Goodman from Field of 68, their narrative after Virginia got throttled by Duke and Wake Forest lost at Virginia Tech, which again to me is not criminal, is the ACC a 3-bid league? Mm-hmm. We can scream all day long, and frankly, I'm tired of screaming about it. It's silly that every single game the ACC plays is a referendum on the league. But then again, I deal with Hurricanes fans all the time, and every time the Canes lose a game, it's a referendum. This is not directed at you, Brett. It's a referendum on the Hurricanes and the organization and all of that. I've got Clemson 4. I've got Pitt 5. I hope they get in, and Pitt's another team that is going to be a pain in somebody's backside.
They were last year. They got in the first 4, won 2 games.
Yep. I think they're good. And I think Jeff Capel is a good coach.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If Pitt gets in, they're dangerous. I don't think Virginia's very good. I've never thought Virginia was very good. But they've got a great player, and sometimes your great player is good enough. But I just can't. They're so,
Adam,
they
Virginia
hate basketball.
Is,
why do they
Virginia
hate fun?
Is only good when they make shots, and they don't have enough guys to make shots. And their defense isn't a classic Virginia defense that can get them by. When they score 50 points, you know, they used to win a lot. Now they get beat by 30.
Well, they have won some games where they've scored under 50 this year, including one against
NC
Wake
State.
Forest. And NC State. All right, who is your first team All-ACC? Brett Friedlander, ACC columnist, SaturdayRoad.com. Let's hear it.
Okay, I think the first four are no-brainers. RJ Davis, PJ Hall, Hunter Salas, and Flip, okay? I've got Judah Mintz as the fifth guy, but you could... I would not have a problem with you either taking Blake Hinson, Norchad Omier, or Armando Baycott in that fifth spot. But I would go with Davis, Hall, Salas, Filipowski, and Mintz.
All right, here's the thing. I have Davis, Salas, Roach, Filipowski, and PJ Hall.
I don't have a problem with that either.
Yeah, I mean,
Roach is, you know, listen. You could go by statistics, but you got to go by other things. And Roach has incredible intangibles, and I think you've seen that here over the last few games, especially, you know, with Foster out. I mean, he's been there. I mean, this is a guy who, I mean, if it wasn't for Armando Baycott, he'd have been here longer than anybody. So, yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, the second team's going to be pretty good. Yep. Other than RJ Davis, everybody on the second team could have easily made first team. Baycott, Hinson, Mintz, Beekman, who might be the best on-ball defender in the league as well. Yep. Even though Joe Lunardi doesn't think that it's very good, apparently there's some pretty good players in this league. And what are they going to say, Brett? And we'll say goodbye on this. What are they going to say if the ACC gets four teams in and we got two teams seeded like 10 and 11 and we get four teams in the Sweet 16 again? What are they going to say?
They're going to point to November and say, look at all those games that they lost, and they'll find an excuse. Listen, the only way to shut them up is to win a national championship because, you know, if you've got somebody cutting down the nets, they forget all about what happened before that.
No, they won't. They won't. They'll ignore it again. They'll forget, conveniently for them. Brett Friedlander, ACC columnist, SaturdayRoad.com, at BFriedACC. Thank you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Adam.
You got it.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.